Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Flag Football America podcast. This is Flag Football America. You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram. And we have we've been real lucky. We've got another really great guest that is just doing some really amazing things with flag football. Even the name of this organization really kind of even ties into what we do at Flag Football America. Today we're going to be speaking with the co-founder and director of the United Sports of America. And I think when you kind of see how this organization started out and where they're at now, I think it's going to be definitely exemplifies what Flag Football America is all about. So we're really excited to have our guest with us. Who do we have on the line with us today?
Hey, Stacey, this is Josh Prasad with United Sports.
Oh, great, Josh. Thanks for joining us today. I know we kind of pulled this together in short notice, but I'm definitely happy to have you on, and I'm glad you could take the time out of your schedule to talk with us today.
No, I appreciate it. There's not a lot of platforms like this out there, and as I was mentioning before, I mean, it's awesome to have your voice heard and, you know, just to hopefully have the ears of other football or flag football enthusiasts out there as well. So excited.
No, me too. Excited. So, all right. So let's talk a little bit about your organization. I guess introduce yourself and how you got started in flag football. Tell us a little bit about, and I guess also tell us where you're located. That's also, I think, a big part that I'm trying to make sure that our guests kind of tell our audience where they're at in the country.
Yeah, definitely. So again, co-founder, director of United Sports of America. We were founded in Hayward, California, so the Bay Area, the heart of the Bay, pretty much. Our organization, we do leagues and tournaments for flag football. We have 4-on-4 divisions, 5-on-5. We recently got into 6-on-6 co-ed, 8-on-8 men's, and also 8-on-8 co-ed as well. Man, it's literally just a platform so youth and adults can play flag football. I mean, there's a lot of people that love the sport. We play and we organize these events year-round, pretty much every season. We have 4 major tournaments that we usually host. We have one coming up in January. It's USA Bowl. We have Battle in the Bay. That's usually in March. Battleground, that's a 4-on-4 tournament, and that's usually cash prize in the summer. And then the West Coast Championship, which is usually in like August, September-ish. And then we have all these little small tournaments that we have that usually prepare us for the big tournaments like nationals and things like that. And and we run leagues pretty much year-round.
Wow, that's awesome. So, okay, so you say you're a co-founder. So just give us a little history of your organization and how you got personally started in flag football. I always find that fascinating. For me, be honest with you, I was just going through like a really tough time in my life, and I picked up this sport, and it's just something that I gravitated to, and I just something about it. So how did you get started with flag football, and how did you now get to the point where you're at now?
Man, I hear this a lot, and it started with passion, of course. I run the league, and I co-founded it with Lawrence Rahman. We've actually grew up very close together in a small town in the East Bay. It was known for football, known for high school football, and, we played when we were younger. We played flag. We played Pop Warner. We would be those kids that had siblings at high school games. And then we would go to those high school games, and then right at halftime would be behind the stands playing a full game of two-hand touch. And that's where the passion originated from. And then we played high school ball. He went to one school. I went to a different school. And then, we continued the passion even after the high school. We played in a lot of leagues where we met a lot of great people, a lot of directors just like myself now. And we built a good foundation of players that love playing with us. And then from there, we've been around since about 2008, and we've been doing pickup games, Then we started off doing like middle mini tournaments, and then we formed a small group called Famous Flag Football. We still have the group page up. You know, that's been around for years, and we got a lot of members on that group page on Facebook. And we started off doing those little small tournaments here and there, and then we grew it in, you know, in conjunction with like all the other groups throughout the area. And we did huge tournaments annually. And then we just literally a year and a half ago, we formed United Sports of America. Lawrence and I, we came up, together to develop this idea. And we brought two other co-founders in, Nick and Neil, who also assist. They're great athletes, and they also specialize in certain areas of the organization. And man, it's been a good ride, and we're looking every year for progression, for growth, and hosting great tournaments, because that's where we flourish is our tournaments. And a lot of people give us a lot of praise for the tournaments that we put together. So yeah, I mean, it started off small and really niche, and then we've grown into this, you know, this larger organization here in the Bay Area, known for flag football. So it's been an exciting path, and yeah, we're looking forward to for more growth in the future.
That's great. This is the Flag Football America podcast. You can find us on flagfootballamerica.com, or on Facebook at Flag Football America, and on Instagram. We're here with Josh Prasad, right? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, that's right, Prasad.
Great, Prasad, and he's with United Sports of America. You know, yeah, you hit something so important. Like, I can tell you why I started my league. I had played for many, many years, and I'd always say, there was always something a little wrong with the leagues I played with. Nothing major, but sometimes I always just felt like, oh, man, if I could run a league, I felt like sometimes they were just taking my money, or it really wasn't important, or you said something so key. I feel like my voice wasn't heard when we did, like, our pre-interview. Like, I just felt like my voice wasn't heard. So when I got a chance to start my league, it was like, wow, I'm going to do the things I always wanted to do, like an all-star game and stats and players of the week and things like that. So a lot of people play, but what makes you and Lawrence decide to actually run a league? Because that's such a big jump, you know what I mean? Not everybody can do that.
No, I agree. I mean, it takes a lot out of you to even run or host a league, or even a tournament for that matter. We just have the passion for the sport, and we've always been all eyes when we participate in other leagues and other tournaments. And, we listen to all this feedback, and we have the same mindset, let's try our own. We can definitely see if we can up the game a little bit better, provide a little bit what the players want and need in the game. And I think that's what differentiates us the most. How we started, when we used to play in all these leagues, and we used to gain all this partnerships and friendships. And I mean, a lot of these, a lot of folks that we didn't know a couple of years ago, they're like brothers to us now. I mean, it's crazy. And those guys are so close. And a lot of those guys, they played for years, oh, maybe over a decade. So a lot of times we're going to those guys for either advice or, just understanding what they've gone through, and, just looking for a way to better our game, so we can provide a better product here in the Bay Area. And, we talk to other league owners, we talk to them. And one of the biggest keys in, what we're trying to aim for United Sports is, we develop those relationships with the other leagues. We play in San Jose, we play in Sacramento, play in Central Valley, and we developed a good relationship with those folks. So we would go out to their leagues, we'd participate in their weekly leagues, their tournaments, and we would go out there and we would travel, and they would do the same for us. And, a lot of those guys, they have a wealth of information, knowledge, and, they pour a lot into the game. And, when we sit across from them and we can talk to them about something, they're just all ears, and, we're all ears, and we're just like taking this in, soaking it in. So then our next tournament would be better than the last one that we had. Or we can incorporate something different, or we can, make sure Everything's ran smoothly. You know, it's just like those key things with the relationships around us, I mean, that we utilize so well. And I think that's what helps us. And it's pretty much, you know, kind of a way, a united touch to it. You know, we're grabbing all the other folks from different areas, and we're trying to make that better product in the Bay Area here. And, you know, it's great. And, you know, it's an awesome experience, you know, just going through that and developing the relationships.
That's great. That's great. Again, on with Josh Passat from the United Sports of America. I know you do some other sports as well, but obviously, right? You guys do some, your organization also does some other sports, or is it just flag football?
Yeah, so we started off with flag football, and then we are going into we've done basketball tournaments. We've done we're about to get into basketball leagues, and then another area that we're touching in is soccer and baseball as well. So we'll be getting into those.
That's great. That's great. So, all right. So let's talk about the way that I kind of fat. Well, two things. Let's talk about the way I want to say something to you. I want to put you on notice. In March, or next March, we're going to have our Flag Madness tournament where we put 64 leagues into a voting bracket. And through the voting in your organizations, we pick one sort of grand champion. So now, regretfully, your league did not make it. I didn't know about Famous Flag Football, but I didn't really, you know, really get a sense of like how big you were. But I'm definitely going to make sure next March Madness that we put your league into the tournament. So I'll definitely tell you more about that next year.
Oh, okay, awesome. No, I know I have seen the brackets, and, you know, we tried to get some of the guys to put our name out there. That was the old name because a lot of people, you know, who started off with us knew Famous Flag Football, and we were trying to roll into United Sports around that time. So I think that's where the name kind of went out there. Well, that's awesome. I mean,
yeah,
being on the map and just seeing it, that's a great experience.
Well, listen, by being on the podcast, you get an automatic bid, so you're definitely going to be in the bracket. You'll probably be in the West Coast bracket, which I can tell you, I was kind of surprised. Didn't get a lot of votes, but I think we didn't get a good job of advertising it. So I think this year I'll put the brackets out a lot earlier, and you'll have more of an opportunity, and you'll have a little bit more notice. And that kind of leads me
awesome.
To my next question. Yeah. So you guys are in, and I think you're right. I was kind of definitely going to put in Famous Flag Football, but I'll put in United Sports of America. And, again, you'll probably be in that West bracket.
Awesome. That's cool. I know there's a lot of good leagues and a lot of good organizations out here. Like I had mentioned, you know, we have Flash out in South Bay. We have Gridiron Gamers down in Sacramento, Central Valley,
gotcha, yeah.
With the Smash Mouth. I mean, there's a ton of leagues and a good competition out there and good directors and organizers. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I'm going to ask you about that. I was wondering, I definitely was kind of in my mind kind of knowing some of the competition out there, but before we talk about that, hey, how I noticed you was some of your advertising. I saw it on Instagram and I saw it on Facebook. So please tell me about your upcoming tournament. And then also just tell me who does some of your graphics and some of your promotions, because that's kind of how I got caught. That's how I got your league got my attention, was just through some of the cool ads and some of the cool visuals. So talk about your upcoming tournament. I believe it's USA Bowl 3. And then talk about who does a lot of your graphics and artwork.
Yeah, definitely. USA Bowl, this is going to be our third year doing it. It's like one of our largest tournaments. We have about, man, I'm just – off the top of my head, we have four divisions. We have Elite, we have Comp, we have Rec, and Co-Ed. So the men's division is going to be 5-on-5, and then the co-ed division is going to be 6-on-6. And that's what we usually specialize in, 4-on-4, 5-on-5. And we have about, I would say, close to 20 teams for Elite just right now, and it's 3 months away. We have Comp, we have about maybe 12 teams. And Rec, we have about 8, and then co-ed, we have about 6 teams. So I'm just so excited, and I'm looking for more teams so we can make this thing huge. And it's going to be a weekend long tournament. You know, it's a cash prize tournament. We usually do maybe 1 to 2 cash prize tournaments throughout the year, but this is probably going to be one of the biggest. And then with the graphics designs, and that kind of goes under you know, one of our many titles. You know, we as directors, co-founders of just a small league and organization like this, we do a lot of stuff on our own. So okay. I usually, you know, I create the graphics, I create the flyers, I get those out.
That's cool.
A lot of the video out there too. We have a YouTube channel and we're trying to put out a lot of like the tournaments and the league footage out there. And, you know, we usually do those ourselves. I mean, we're not professionals by any means, but we try to do the best as we can. So I'm steadily learning, trying to get into it. And, you know, it's pretty awesome, you know, just kind of go back through the footage or creating a flyer. And, you know, it's a good experience to kind of go through that. And it saves us a lot of money and a lot of time if we do it all by ourselves.
Okay, cool. And do you know a little Photoshop, or do you just do that in Word? Like, I guess that was my main thing. It just looks really professional. So that's definitely what caught my attention. I do graphic design, so I was impressed.
Oh, awesome. And yeah, so it's a lot of it's in Photoshop. There's some programs online that we usually use to, you know, do transparent backgrounds and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm steadily learning. So, I mean, by all means.
This is the Flag Football America. You can find us on Facebook at Flag Football America, Instagram. You can find us at our website at flagfootballamerica.com. Josh, how can they find you? Where are some good media outlets? I know you mentioned your YouTube, but if somebody's living out in that area and they're hearing this podcast, how can they find out a little bit more about your organization and also about your upcoming tournament?
Yeah, definitely. First, I mean, if you guys got a Facebook, we're on Facebook. You can either follow us on Famous Flag Football or United Sports of America. We have two groups that we update constantly. We also have a page, our website, which is usportsofamerica.com. And then on social media, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. Instagram is usportsofamerica. And I'm sorry, Instagram is usportsofamerica and Twitter is usportsofa. So, and then find us on YouTube, man. That's where a lot of our videos and highlight coverage. So, you know, send us a like, comment, you know, if you're interested, definitely reach out to us.
And real quick, thank you so much, Josh. Do you play still? I know some directors are able to play, or do you still get a chance to play even some of your own tournaments, or do you get to travel at all?
I try to. I know Lawrence, you know, he definitely does. He's definitely built a relationship with a lot of the guys, and he's out there more than I am. Usually I'm there running things during tournaments, and he's usually the one playing. But I try to get back into it. Or during a tournament, you'd see me, you know, getting registration done, taking photos, taking video, and then I try to get a quick play here and there. So I try to every once in a while. There's a league that we do in San Jose, so I usually try to play in the league and during the week as well. I mean, our weeks are pretty crazy, and the good thing about it is, and kind of recap on how we're so close with, you know, the other organizations. You know, we'll have our own league on a Tuesday. We'll go to a different co-ed league on a Wednesday or Thursday. A weekend we would do another league, and then right after that we would do our own league on the Saturday, and then Sunday sometimes we have a night league that we join. So I mean, it's crazy how we meet so many new folks out there, and you know, we let them know about our organization or our tournament or our league, and you know, we have them do the same thing. So we have a lot of guys that play in multiple leagues or multiple tournaments, and you know, it's just like a big process where it's just growing, and it's amazing just meeting new faces out there. And it, you know, you get so many people. You got people who don't even play flag football to people that are that played back in high school. You got college players. There are some semi-pro arena football players and even NFL players out there that come out and either play in our leagues or in the tournaments. And it's just all the power of networking, man. And Lawrence does a great job out, you know, just going in and, you know, touching with everybody, playing in all these leagues and developing those relationships. So, yeah, I mean, it's an awesome experience.
Great. Again, here with Josh Prasad. He's co-founder and director of United Sports of America. Check out the USA Bowl 3 will be in January. What we'll do on Flag Football America, as the event comes closer, we'll do our best to promote it. We have about two more minutes left in the podcast. Josh, quickly, just talk a little bit about, again, the tournament that's coming up and just any closing thoughts or any closing comments you'd have for my audience.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, again, we have the next tournament in January, which is USA Bowl III. It's 5-on-5 and 6-on-6 co-ed. We have different divisions for depending on the skill level. Register now. You know, we're doing the whole early bird, regular price, and then a late price as well. But, yeah, definitely get in contact with me if you're interested. I'll definitely put you guys' name down, provide you guys with more information. One thing that I do want to highlight about us and about our tournaments and how we are ingrained in the community, one of the biggest things is a lot of our tournaments that we host, we do either a free event or a charity event. And just thinking back to our last tournament, two tournaments ago, we actually had West Coast Championship, and then we had Ball Till I Fall, which kind of introduced the fall tournament. And West Coast Championship, we actually, all the proceeds that we get, we hosted a free youth football camp. And it was a great turnout. We actually have a video on YouTube that kind of highlights what they did and what they've gone through. I mean, by far, that was probably the most cherishable moment and experience throughout my going through that experience and seeing what the kids, you know, we provided for the kids, because a lot of them love the experience. You know, we provided everything for free. We're able to get sponsors for shirts. We're able to get body armor to come out to provide drinks to the kids. We were able to get trophies and just provide so much for the kids that they were able to, you know, be interested in our youth leagues. And also, our last tournament, Ball Till I Fall, we hosted, or we actually, it wasn't too publicized, but we hosted or had a charity for back-to-school kids, and we were getting a lot of school supplies. So what we did was we got a lot of school supplies from all the players, all the teams, people who participated that wanted to donate to the local school districts, and we were able to provide that back to them. So, you know, we try to give back to the community as much as possible, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to get these kids in participating sports at a young age, and that's probably the most cherishable and, you know, best experience that you can go through, just seeing kids develop and going through that experience. Now, I know there's cities and there's districts out there that are losing their football program because of the lack of activity or a lack of interest in the sport. And, you know, we believe that, you know, trying to get these kids in early and getting interested and getting active would them grow and love the sport going into high school and going into college. So we're trying to provide that platform, and we're trying to reach out to a lot of those underserved communities. And that's probably the biggest heartfelt moments when we go out there and we can have someone join our league, or we can provide equipment to them or a discounted equipment, or provide some type of support for them to play in a sport and provide them coaching, mentoring, you know, helping them with their skills, just so they can develop into the next level. And that's probably the most charitable thing. And, you know, we do a lot of things for the adults, too. You know, like Ball Till I Fall, we were able to get sponsorships for drinks, and we were able to pass out drinks to a lot of the adults out there because it was scorching hot, and we were able to do that. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, what we do is just giving back to our players and the community, because that's where we want to instill. And it's hard to put in words sometimes, because it's just the feeling that you have, but it's the best feeling when you are actually doing something to help someone get through you know, progression or going through you know, a sport and being able to provide something for them. Hopefully, you know, I made that message a little bit clear, but, you know, it's a good experience when you can be able to do that for the community and also for the players that play for us as well.
No, that's awesome. And I think that's, as I do more of these shows, and that's why I highlight individuals like yourselves, because obviously is a sport, and it starts out playing a sport. But what really fascinates me and makes me still want to keep doing these shows is just the people, and it's really people that are impacted and the relationships. And this sport has an opportunity not only to, like, help you, like, stay active and do something fun, but you really have an opportunity to impact people's lives in a positive way. So, again, I just commend you for the work that you're doing and keep doing what you're doing. And I'm excited for your upcoming tournament. And Flag Football America, we're going to do our best to just continue to promote not only what you do, but what your organization and what Lawrence and you do.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for giving me this platform. I mean, it feels good to, you know, talk about what we do and, you know, have our voice heard, you know, throughout the country, especially to those other flag football enthusiasts out there. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the future. And, you know, if anyone's interested out there, and look, we're pretty much looking for promote more teams and more interest from the East Coast and Midwest. So, you know, we're all arms and we're open here. So we're looking for, you know, lots of competition to join our leagues and tournaments. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. Hey, Lawrence, let's stay in – I'm sorry. Josh, let's stay in touch. Hope maybe next time we can have Lawrence on with you as well. And maybe we could do like a little follow-up after your USA Bowl, and we can kind of give us a recap of how the event went and maybe talk to you both next time.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely. I'll make sure Lawrence is on the call too so we can both talk about it.
Okay, great. Again, thank you for your time. Again, this is Josh Prasad, United Sports of America. They're doing some amazing things. Check them out on Facebook. They're on Instagram. They got a great website. They got the USA Bowl 3. Can you give them the dates one more time, Josh, when that tournament will be?
Yeah, so it's January 28th and 29th, the weekend. It's the weekend right before the Super Bowl.
Great. Awesome. That's smart. That's awesome. Okay. Great. All right. Well, again, check them out. You got plenty of time to register. The USA Bowl 3 by the United Sports of America. We have Josh Prasad with us. He's the co-founder and director. Check them out on Facebook. And also, thank you for listening to the Flag Football America podcast. Josh, good luck with everything, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good night.